Ever Closer, Episode 150, Reflection for Week 25. God's love, light, knowledge, and glory as shown in Jesus are so incredible that they cannot be contained. They will break through into our world. Surprisingly, God has chosen people who trust in Him to represent Him, even though we are fragile. Yield control to God at work in you, even amidst difficulty, so His glory shines from you to those in darkness. Not because you are great, but because God is. Our scripture focus this week is from 2 Corinthians 4:10-11. But we have this treasure in clay vessels, that the exceeding greatness of the power may be of God, and not from us. We are pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always bearing around in the body the putting to death of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus may be revealed in our body. Here are three areas for reflection. 1. Our scripture passage in 2 Corinthians speaks of bearing in our bodies the dying of the Lord Jesus. What specific desires or impulses is the Holy Spirit asking you to put to death so that the life of Jesus might be revealed in you? 2. The song Think First emphasizes managing impulsivity and considering consequences. What recent situation might have had a different outcome if you had paused to listen for God's guidance before acting? 3. The song Fight by Faith refers to putting on the full armor of God. How does spiritual armor, Ephesians 6:10-18, relate to developing self-control? And which piece of armor do you most need God's help to strengthen right now?